Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org for Monday, May the 8th, 2006. Army invades Nablus, arrests 9, including one young woman. While a student was arrested at Israeli checkpoint near Kovar Lachif village, 2 injured, including one teenager, as Israeli forces continue to pound northern Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus on Monday morning and arrested 9 residents, including one young woman. Army vehicles and jeeps stormed the city and nearby Balata refugee camp and arrested several residents. IMEMC reporter in the city said troops invaded houses and turned them into military posts, locked some family members in one room whilst forcing others out on the street. They positioned snipers on the rooftops. An eyewitness, American peace activist working with the International Solidarity Movement, ISM, in Nablus, told IMEMC that the army randomly attacked several stores and houses inside Balata refugee camp. She added that this is part of the ongoing invasions into the city, which began on Thursday. The arrested included Saha Hawash, Imad Akhash, 21, Mohamed Hamama, 26, Khaled Hanon, 18, Lo'el Hamed, 27, and Rania Al-Jafari, local sources reported. The army claimed the invasions focused on locating and arresting Palestinian resistance activists. However, residents confirmed that most of the arrestees are civilians. Laif Nasser, a university student from the village of Kofar Lachif, east of the West Bank city of Qalqilia, was arrested by the Israeli army Monday at dawn. Nasser was arrested whilst crossing the Beit Tiba military checkpoint while returning to his village from Nablus, where he studies, eyewitnesses reported. No reason was given for his arrest. Palestinian security sources reported that a Palestinian man and boy suffered shrapnel wounds Monday morning after Israeli tanks occupying the northeastern Gaza Strip fired tank shells. Palestinian medical sources in the northern Kamal Adwan Hospital reported that a 15-year-old was injured in both legs while an adult man was injured in his hand. The man works as a bean seller while the 15-year-old was simply in the area of the attack. Eyewitnesses reported that Israeli tanks have renewed their intensive bombardment with heavy artillery on regions in the northern Gaza Strip Monday morning. The Israeli spokesperson claims that the bombardment aims to discourage Palestinian resistance fighters from firing homemade shells into Israel. But Palestinians have noted that the Israeli bombardment, amounting from 100 to 300 shells a day, that's one at least every 15 seconds for the last 3 weeks, have hit local neighbourhoods, including homes and children. Also on Monday, the Nasser Salah Adin Brigades, the military wing affiliated with the Popular Resistance Committees, have claimed that their fighters threw a flaming bottle at an Israeli patrol while the Israeli forces were combing the area east of the city of Beit Hanun in the Gaza Strip. In a statement, the brigade said that this operation was in response to the Israeli crimes and aggressions, of which the last was the killing of 5 of the brigade's resistors this weekend in the As-Sabra district. The Israeli troops arrested Aldal Balawona, 22, from the village of Al-Nasawaya, southeast of the West Bank city of Tubas, Thursday morning. Balawona was arrested when troops attacked his home along with several other houses in the village. He was then taken to an unknown location by Israeli soldiers, his family reported. The Israeli army arrested 3 youth from the village of Beit Furek, east of the West Bank city of Nablus, Monday morning. The boys were identified as Mohamed Hanini, Mohamed Adel, Abdullah Al-Raham Hanini, and all were taken to unknown locations after troops searched their homes, eyewitnesses reported. The Israeli army invaded Al-Sahawa, Al-Sharqiya, near Jerusalem, and arrested 1 resident on Monday at dawn. Sofian Shahin, 27, was arrested when troops stormed his family home and destroyed his family's possessions. He was then taken to an unknown location. Previously, Shahin's sister Sawasan was arrested on Sunday whilst crossing a military checkpoint returning from university, the family reported. The family also added that their oldest brother was arrested 2.5 years ago for being politically active in the Fatah movement within Jerusalem City. He is still imprisoned in the Jerusalem Military Detention Center. Israeli forces arrested three Palestinian young men, including two brothers, in the town of Atil, north of Tokaram, early Sunday. Local Palestinian sources reported that Israeli forces entered the town at dawn and broke into many houses. They arrested the two brothers, Thayer and Mohammed Shahir, 20 and 25 years old, then took them to unknown destinations. The reporter added that the same force broke into the house of Salif Adil Najib, 20 years old, who they also took to an unknown location. The Israeli army closed the West Bank city of Hebron in the southern West Bank, putting it under an intensive military siege while soldiers attacked and searched several Palestinian shops and homes in the Old City area on Monday. Soldiers stationed at the military checkpoints all over the city detained schoolchildren, searched and assaulted some of them, eyewitnesses said. Meanwhile, troops also targeted homes and shops within the Old City. Damage to residents' possessions was also reported. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, the daily news was brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Benoura.